In case you missed it.
Okay, I'll go first. At the museum, the Harley Museum, they're going to be sharing something very special tomorrow. It's a This Is Me section. So they're spotlighting the first woman to ride in the elite Secret Service motorcade support unit.
Ooh.
She's Lauren Gunawan, who has served and protected the President of the United States starting in 2019 with President Trump, then President Biden, now President Trump again. Also can protect the Vice President as well. So you can see her first Harley, all 800 pounds of it. If you text WATCH to 855-616-1620, WATCH to our Setting Limit Talk and Text line. There's one part where she's actually looking at it, and she actually came here. It is the first law enforcement Harley that has been on display ever at the Harley-Davidson Museum. So her helmet, bulletproof vest,
and the first woman, first woman to do this role. Is that what you said?
First female Secret Service the motorcade.
Got it.
Part of it. Yeah. So it's super cool. She rides into oncoming traffic to clear presidential routes. Her job demands precision, grit, and honor. So see it downtown at the Harley-Davidson Museum. And tomorrow from 1 to 3, a special visit from the Milwaukee Fire Department. Guests can climb aboard the fire truck, see it up close. So it's a weekend promotion. And all first responders this weekend will enjoy free museum admission to Harley-Davidson with a valid ID.
In case you missed it.
All right, there's a little bit of a theme here. So, kind of a theme here. So, Americans, take home the gold medal in the Cheesemonger Olympics. So Americans, in the Cheesemonger Olympics, if you, of course, you know, France is like the capital for cheeses. They have a museum there. Something I learned today, there is actually a ward in hospitals that are dedicated for foreigners who eat cheese that doesn't agree with them.
Too much?
I don't know if it's too much or if they just get sick eating it because their bodies can't process it the same way or whatever the case may be.
Been but there.
This
I had too many cheese curds when I was moving in Madison from an apartment to an apartment. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Whatever you do. I can't. I don't know. That could go one of two ways. Like either you make a cheese dam, if you know what I'm saying, or it's the opposite.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, Americans who win the Cheesemonger Olympics. Now, a cheesemonger is a person who sources, sells cheese to the community. It is a very respected profession. And get this, it was a team of women, the first U.S. women to win gold in said Olympics. Now, you would think, because it's Wisconsin and we love our cheese, they are not from Wisconsin. They're actually from Philly. But they were overseas and took home the gold in the Cheesemonger Olympics. Pretty cool.
In case you missed
it. So funny.
And what goes well with cheese, my friends? Sausage. That's right. You ever sit and binge watching a show and suddenly said, you know, I could really go for some sausage, but where do I go? Butchers are closed. Well, Germany has a solution for you. They have sausage vending machines. That's right.
Whoa,
really?
Sausage vending machines they sell bockwurst, barbecue meats. They say that the machines are booming in German cities where shops are less likely to stay open for long hours, especially in structurally weak rural areas. Vending machine solutions are becoming increasingly popular. They also have vending machines that deliver meat, eggs, milk. Just basically, you can go grocery shopping with a vending machine. So, Germany, thanks.
Wow.
Now we can have our cheesemongers and we can have our sausages, too.
Do you think you could see a brat vending machine at AmFam?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
It would be really cool.
Although these are not cooked, from what I can see. They're just in their packaging.
Oh, got it.
So, okay, yeah, I was thinking it's cooked, and I was going to say I'm very weird about how my food's prepared. I get really worried. So
you've never said that to me, but I could see that. Somehow I know that, even though you've never told me.
Oh man, it's 4:42 on WTMJ. Thanks everybody. Thanks ladies.